Welcome to 2022. Thank y'all for coming with me. Yeah, it took me a minute. I ain't gonna lie. This is Kenya J, Kenya J A Y E, on the debut. This is a hard year to say for me. 2022 debut of Astute Observations. It's dumb lit, y'all. I'm coming back because I'm one of those people that, like, if I'm not talking about something, I'm going to end up talking to my damn self and having this full-blown-ass conversation. So I'm like, let me talk to somebody. And then I was like, oh, I could talk to my podcast people. So you're welcome. And thank you, because you really helping me, you know, look like I'm sane. And then maybe you can touch and agree with me on a few of the things we're going to talk about today. One of those things is going to be nope. I know you heard about Jordan Peele's new movie. Jordan Peele, you know, from Key and Peele, Funny Guys. He went on to do Get Out, the movie Us. And now, he also did Candyman, which, okay, we'll talk about more of that a little bit later. But he just came out with the movie Nope. Great cast. You know, with him, he never really tells too much about, like, what the movie's gonna be about. It was a thriller, you know, with some UFOs, you know, with some black people. So I'm gonna give you my review, my thoughts on Nope. Also, I mean, while you're here, I might as well touch on P-Valley, because it's got the internet's going crazy. It had Lil Duval and his feelings, apparently. I don't really keep up with the celebrity, especially celebrity nonsense, because I'm gonna just, you know, say this even before we get into the segment. I'm not 100% sure why we look to people who are really great in one form of art. His happens to be, he's a great comedian, for, like, life advice. Like, you know, that ain't his job. He probably ain't even, I'm sure he ain't done no, like, he has no historical context from which to make these, you know, the things that he says. He's just another person. So why we give so much weight to what quote unquote celebrities say, it's beyond me. But P-Valley has been causing a ruckus. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Nope.
So, Nope, Jordan Peele's new movie. He brought us Get Out, which is critically acclaimed. One of the same leads in there, Daniel Kaluuya. So he was great. Let me just start off by saying that. The leads, both him and Kiki Palmer, they're playing brother and sister. By the way, spoiler alert, okay? If you're still listening, that means I'm about to tell you stuff from the plot. So I don't want to hear that. I don't want you to email me. I don't want you to call nobody. Don't write in, okay? So back to what I was saying. So they play a brother and sister combo. Now let me tell you, the one thing I cannot take away from Nope is the actors be acting, okay? Jordan Peele, like, it seems like he has just the eye. He got the eye. I've been watching this episode of My Wife and Kids with Betty White, and whenever she knows something, she goes, I've got the eye. So he definitely has the eye for talent, whoever he's using for casting. Terrific. Like, Kiki Palmer really did her thing as Emerald, the sister to Otis Jr. in the film. So that really worked. When you get actors and they be acting, that always works. So most reviews I've read from people who are not movie critics was that it blowed, okay? Nope is a movie that is not splashy, right? So if you're looking for, which is kind of ironic considering the whole premise. The whole premise is that there is UFO / alien animal in the clouds. So it's really like an out there kind of plot. And for the plot to be so big, the moments were very small. Now, what I liked about the movie was that, or the whole, I would say, premise of the movie is, like, we can have slow movies with black leads. And I feel like that's kind of novel in and of itself. Whenever you have a movie with black leads, stereotypically, and I'm saying before, like, maybe the last 4 or 5 years. Because we've seen the emergence of, like, some Issa Rae's movies. A lot of different people have brought, like, even just regular-ass rom-coms. You know, things where we can see black people outside of the stereotypical roles. You know, the gangsters, the strippers, the, you know, the thugs. Because that was really, and kind of intentionally, all that was given to black actors in the beginning, like, you know, when we first started to have our own. So it's fantastic to see, for me, as a person who always liked nuanced movies, who always liked character-driven plots, who liked dramas, who liked movies like Black Swan or The Royal Tenenbaums, stuff like that, to see a movie on this scale with some brown faces in there, because you never got to see that. You didn't get to see slow nuance from black people. So that's what I found fantastic about the movie. What I told my friend, I said, I'm going to stand beside him, okay? For representation's sake. Now, is the movie a 10? No. No. It's not one of those movies you're going to leave the theater and be like, best shit I've ever seen at all. But what you will say is, you know, because I asked somebody when I left the movie, because that's what I do. I'm like, just a random stranger. I'm like, how'd you like it? She was an older black woman. She was like, I liked it. And I like that. I like that it doesn't have to be slapstick comedy. It doesn't have to be somebody getting choked up. It don't have to be a play where the man is an evil villain. And, shout out Tyler Perry. It can be something just slow, nuanced, character-driven with great acting. And he can get that green lit. So I'm going to give shout-out to Jordan Peele for that. So my general review is I'm going to stand beside his right to make boring-ass movies with black leads. And that's just what it is. So now that we are, you know, talking about slow and nuance, let's talk about something that's not. P-Valley, right? So P-Valley is back for a second season on Starz. P-Valley is a show about people in Chuckalisa. Not just people, but it's about a strip club, The Pink. And the ladies who work at The Pink. It's their story, right? So, you know, we was kind of talking about this in the last segment. I was like, I like to see the full spectrum of humanity, that black people can be more than just, okay, so this is the just, this is the, where we show, almost every woman on the show, except for the extreme, religious zealot. Almost everybody on the show is stripper or stripper adjacent. There's been some actual hoeing. When I say hoeing, I mean sexual favors for money on the show. This season has explored a lot, though. I'm gonna give them props for not flinching in the face of talking about suicide, problems for offenders when they re-enter society. It discusses the trade, so that is men who date men, but we normally wouldn't guess it based on our appearance. They usually are masculine appearing or hyper-masculine, however you want to look at it. So with the trade comes the character Lil Murder, okay? Lil Homicide. So he's involved in an entanglement with Uncle Clifford, whose pronouns are she and her. And also this character that was introduced this season, I believe his name was Teak. So somebody that he was locked up with, but they actually were romantically involved. We got to see a little bit of glimpse of them being more romantically involved in one of the episodes this season. And I'm not going to say all, but Lil Duval, he got his panties in a bunch. And he said, you know, enough with this gay shit. He don't want to see a gay sex scene between two men. I don't even hardly really remember what he said, because homophobics be phobia-ing. Yeah, you can't do that one. But nevertheless, people were in their feelings and they saying they can't watch it anymore. And I'm just confused, because let me tell you, As a woman who dates women, I watch straight sex scenes all the time. Doesn't make me want to be straight. Has not filtered into my mind to be like, okay, you done watched the straight sex scene. Now your ass needs to be straight. So I'm not sure why men feel like that works in reverse. Right? Like, I feel like you should know who you are. If you watching a same sex sex scene between two guys makes you feel a way, it's probably because it makes you feel a way. If we're being 100, because if you're comfortable with yourself, why does that make you uncomfortable with somebody else's decision? If you don't want to watch it, fast forward it. You ain't have to rewind it. You didn't. You could just you just don't have to watch it. It's mad wild to me. And so because of Lil Duval, who's the comedian, said what he said, it's been really like a discussion back and forth on Twitter. And like I said, those are my thoughts. If you're a secure person, you're secure with yourself, it doesn't really matter what you watch, right? It shouldn't. If it makes you feel a way, that's something you got to talk to yourself about, talk to your therapist, talk to your God about. Because I don't see how. And then people start this stupid shit, this gay agenda. Let me tell you the gay agenda, okay? It's to be fucking happy. It's for people to recognize and see me as a person worthy of respect, regardless of my preference, because that really has jack shit to do with you. That's the gay agenda. Remember that. Ain't nobody trying to emasculate the black male. And they trip me out with this because it's just like, when people say that, it's like, they don't have to throw no plot twist about emasculating the black male when there's already, you know, a good percentage of black men locked up. I feel like that should be our concern. I think we need to give people who have been locked up more opportunities when they re-enter society, which is something that P-Valley talked about. I applaud P-Valley for doing the good work and tackling issues. They kind of hit on everything: domestic violence this season, infidelity, they talked about, of course, you know, pandemic issues and that type of thing. But these same sex scenes is just really too much for some to handle, and I just feel like that says more about you and maybe just you not being comfortable with who you are. Thank y'all for coming to my TED Talk. Just to wrap everything up today, I do want to hit y'all with, I'm going to call it my discovery list. Things that I have a mild obsession with. So two things on the list today are going to be a restaurant and then this new podcast that I found out about via Instagram. Just like those reels on Instagram. It's called Shits and Gigs. S-H-X-T-S. Shits and Gigs podcast. Which is really just two British guys sitting and talking about funny shit. They discuss like their icks. She's a 10, but they'll take like little comments from Twitter. It's funny. It's funny as hell to me. I like the little clips they put on Instagram. I have not sat through an entire podcast. Believe it or not, podcasts are hard for me. I do like it when they just hit us with a little quick something. And so that's why I go to Instagram. You can follow them on Instagram. I think you just do the search for Shits and Gigs. That's Shits with an X. Also, big, huge shout out to Chef Eric Williams. He just got a James Beard Award for being the head chef of Virtue. So he won for the Great Lakes region. Shout out to Virtue. When I say the food is amazing, the drinks are great, and it's just excellent. Like, when you go in there, sometimes the chef is there and he's just like checking every plate, and I'm like, come on, Black Ramsey, give me some energy. But no, I ain't never heard him like cuss out nobody or nothing like that. I'm just saying he has standards, and you can taste it in the food. Everything we've gotten from there has been great. When I say we, I mean anybody I've ever discussed eating there has agreed, obviously. He got that James Beard Award for a reason. Go check them out. They're in Hyde Park. This is not a paid advertisement. I just really like their food. And their service has been exceptional. So that's it for me. I told y'all about Nope. I'm going to stand beside them, okay? P-Valley, people be gay. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to hate on it. That's not going to change. If watching a sex scene changes how you feel about yourself, you know, they're not responsible for that. And with that said, I love y'all. Everybody that listens, thank you so much. You can send me a shout out. I think, yeah, I'm still at ain't a follower on Instagram. I think I'm going to win an Instagrammy for this season of Astute Observations. We're going to make it a lot more frequent, meaning for this season, okay? So you can expect another one. For sure, we're doing another episode next month. Thank you for stopping by. Peace.